listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Of Hotels. Hey, that was a great intro, right? It's brand new. We're technology is something else, right? So we're using a new platform. It's called StreamYard. And we got the intro going on today. We got pictures. We got logos. I got to work on my backdrop. Unfortunately, I have an antiquated iPad, so I can't do my backdrops on here. But as long as you can hear me, that's all that matters, right? So thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels, a live talk radio show, as well as we're live on Zoom. Well, no, it's not Zoom anymore. It's StreamYard, but we're still streamed to Facebook Live. And in the future, we'll be able to live stream to a couple other platforms as well. But we're connecting people and collaboration, hashtag hospitality unplugged. So always remember that. My glasses are a little askew because I keep dropping them and they barely fit on my face now because they're, I have a big head, but these things have stripped, where they don't fit anymore. But so please bear with me as I adjust my glasses from time to time. Today is Tuesday, February 9th. And this show number 94, we're all about disrupting status quo. And today is not going to be any different, right? Because in today, you probably didn't even know this because I didn't announce this. But as of yesterday, I'm going to have a guest on today. She's been on the show before. She's actually live in Croatia. And that's Kat Von B, a.k.a. the Traveling Greek. So, she's traveling, obviously, traveling to Croatia. We're going to find out a little bit more about her, but she's going to join us in. I think Rona's going to join her to us in a couple of minutes. Of course, before we get to her, I got stuff I need to talk about. So stay tuned because Kat Von B is going to talk about Clubhouse. Are you guys familiar with Clubhouse? It's been around maybe since the end of last year. It's an audio chat room, I guess, for lack of a better term. But it's interesting. I don't even know what Clubhouse is, but it's kind of addicting. Okay. But I'll talk about that later. And she told me it's going to be addicting. And I ended up being on that thing for like 3 hours last night, listening to one show. But anyway. So industry news, Super Bowl 22. Did you know Super Bowl 22 is going to be here in LA? The date hasn't been set yet, but it's going to be here in LA. So, Tampa Bay handed it off to LA. On Sunday. So now we're in preparation for that to happen, which could be a huge jumpstart to the industry, right? To the hospitality, entertainment, hospitality, entertainment go hand in hand, right? Food, movies, hotels, all that's entertainment. So yeah, it's going to be a jumpstart to LA, the economy and all that kind of stuff, at least I'm hoping for, right? So look forward to that, right? SoFi Stadium 2020, I think it's going to be probably the first Sunday in February. And I think that's normally where it is, but they haven't said it yet for whatever reason. Ghost restaurants. Are you familiar with ghost restaurants? They're basically virtual restaurants or cloud kitchens, you know, where restaurants that are delivery only. I mean, that's the new thing, you know, the brick and mortar. I mean, there's still going to be brick and mortar restaurants. I understand that. But some of these brick and mortars may, you know, go away, and maybe what will take the place, or maybe some of these brick and mortars will transition into virtual restaurants, ghost restaurants, or cloud kitchens, where they're just basically, you know, serving the food. They're preparing the food, and then a delivery company or delivery service is delivering it. So I think that's the new thing that's going to be happening. If you haven't heard of it, we already know about Postmates doing delivery, and what's the other one? Postmates and I can't think of the other one, but I should know of it because you know, I just bought their stock. What the heck is it called? Anyway, can't think of it. But that's the kind of the wave of the future. What about the food? What about the food trucks? Uber Eats, that's another one. Uber Eats, and that's not the one I bought the stock in. It's another one. But what about food trucks? You know, food trucks are now, they have a bigger role now because restaurants have closed down. You don't need to spend the same amount of money on food trucks than you would on a brick and mortar. So what about, okay, if you don't want to get to the food truck, will they deliver? Will Postmates or Uber Eats deliver from the food truck? Have you thought about that? If you know this food truck is going to be on Third Street, right? And you live, you know, I don't know, on 10th Street, will they deliver? Can you call up the food truck, not call them up, but, you know, through Uber Eats or whatever, get your order delivered from a food truck? I don't know. I haven't done that. Maybe someone should, you know, chime in and let me know. Eliminating touch points in a hotel or in a restaurant, right? So who's using the QR codes for the menus? I mean, you just have a big QR code, you just put your phone up, click, and it basically goes to your menu and you can order from there. I mean, some restaurants have done that. I know Ace Hotel, they have done that. But it saves money, right? It saves on the cost of printing. So who wouldn't want to do that? So, I mean, if you're not thinking about that, if it's one of the things that you've been wanting to do, I would do it now. If you have some downtime, do it now. The transition, from what I understand, is pretty simple. So it's maybe a couple of different steps that you can do to do that. But if it's going to save you money, save time, you know, how you change menus all the time, you can put it on there, and then the QR code, boom, just go up there. You don't have to, you know, wait for the server to serve you, to bring your menu. You already have it on your phone because you've already, I'm sure there'll be like a table tent on the phone with the QR code, and you just put your camera on it, and then bloop, it just clicks, and then you just click it and like, okay, I'll have the vegan chicken today. Okay. At least that's what I'm going to have. Right. So if you haven't thought of that yet, restaurants, hotels that have restaurants or food beverage, there's just a lot of things you can do now, right? Not, a lot of things that we've discovered because of what's going on, right? So you can streamline some things. You can save some money. You know, we're going to need to save some money because we haven't been making any money. So we're going to have to save some money, meaning hotels, restaurants, hospitality places that deal with menus and things like that. This is something I just came up with. I don't know why I even thought about this. You know how hotels have resort fees and urban fees or whatever they call them, just basically a fee to, okay, just to uses of the pool towels or the pool and, you know, I don't know what other, oh, the Wi-Fi, internet, that kind of thing. Those things get put into this resort fee or urban fee, depending on where your hotel's located. If it's located in the hood, it's called an urban fee. But check this out. What about the whole social distancing and temperature checks? Is there going to be a social distancing fee now because we're kind of doing this social distance thing? You know, because just think about the cost it takes to, you have to buy masks now. You have to buy, you know, housekeepers have to buy gloves and the, you know, the, I call them a smock or whatever, a disposable smock, if that makes sense, a jacket or whatever, when you're doing your work or whatever. So you just discard it, throw it away. You know, those things all cost money, right? So is there going to be another fee associated with hotels? It's just one of those things, one of the things that keeps me up at night, right? So I was thinking about that. And so, I don't know. But just think about that. If you did, if it does occur, remember you heard that first on air with Russell of hotels, right? A distance fee or temperature check fee, right? Something like that. It's going to be another fee, but all those things are going to be put into that one fee. So it can go into the resort fee or it can go into the urban fee. But, you know, social distancing, and because you're going to ask, like, well, what's in this fee? Why is it $20 a night? Well, there's a social distancing fee. There's another cleaning fee, sanitation fee, temperature check fee, you know, all these things. So, I mean, I'm trying to be funny, but don't be surprised if you happen to see that. What would prevent you from traveling in 2021? I always ask that question. Is it the vaccine? I haven't got my vaccine yet, but I see a couple people that have, or heard of a couple people that have. And they're not having any problems. So, yeah, when it's my turn or when I'm able to get it, you can bet I'm gonna be the first in line to do it. So don't think I'm not. Who's hiring? You know, normally I have a whole list of companies that are hiring, but guess what? Only the Ace Hotel gets the love today. Okay, because I get a call from the VP of HR and include diversity and inclusion. He happens to call me and says, "Hey, I have some openings. Would you mind talking about them? Or do you know of anyone?" I'm like, well, let me think about that. So anyway, so in lieu of everyone else being on here, I'm just going to talk about Ace Hotel today. Ace Hotel, downtown LA, they reopened on February 4th. They're looking for an executive chef, a director of housekeeping, and a revenue manager. So if you know of anyone, or if you yourself are interested in being an executive chef, a director of housekeeping, and a revenue manager at the Ace Hotel downtown, send me the resume. Just email it to me and I'll make sure it gets to the VP of HR. Okay. So my email address is russell@russellofhotels.com. If you forget, my website is russellofhotels.com. All my information is there, my phone number and my email. So just make sure if you're interested, you let me know. You hit me up. I already sent it out to someone else. When I got the word, I asked another friend of mine if she knew of someone, and she happened to know someone that was looking for a position, at one of the three positions. So he's going to be sending me the resume today, and I'm going to forward it on to my guy, Mr. Victor Simmons, VP of HR with Ace Hotels. And then Say Koke is the GM there, who I happen to know, who happened to be on the show. And I'm still ticked off about my SSI number. If you guys listened last week, my score went down from 70 to 69. So, and that's all I want to say. That's all I got to say about that. So, I mean, So I'm still working on making that up. Somehow, I don't know what the heck I have to do, but I'm now at 69. I started off at 71, went down to 70. Now I'm at 69. What the heck am I doing wrong? Help me out. Michelle Carlin, help me out. What am I doing wrong? And remember the categories, or it's based on your score is based on four categories: establishing your professional brand, finding the right people to connect with, engage with insights. That's the big key, engaging. I thought I was engaging more, but obviously I'm not engaging enough. And then build relationships. So those are the four categories. So check it out. Go to just Google LinkedIn SSI score. And then you'll find out how to get yours for free. Doesn't cost you anything. Is your hotel open? Or did you go back to work? Create some FOMO. What is FOMO? FOMO stands for fear of missing out. You know, we don't want to miss out, especially if we're traveling and posting all these pictures. You know, you want to make sure you're having some fun too, right? You want to start traveling? You know, be safe. If you're going to start traveling, be safe. Adhere to all the precautions and protocols. But I'm all about getting the industry started. So, you know, don't get it twisted that I don't want, you know, to start traveling. Oh, yeah, I do. But I'm not traveling without a vaccine. That's me personally. But once I get that, well, then we'll discuss it. But if you're open, if you have a new job, post it, because people need to know that. People don't know it unless you tell them, right? If your hotel is opening and it's been closed, your hotel has been renovated, let us know. Real quick, Veronica Rivera, she is National Sales Director, San Diego Tourism and Authority. No, San Diego Tourism Authority, not an authority. San Diego Tourism Authority. she sent out these emails, right? And it's talking about, it's similar to what Susie K did with Santa Barbara. I read that last week. So anytime I get something of substance, something substantial, it's giving information about hotels so we can create a little home on our own, at least in my head. So I'm thinking, wow, San Diego, right? So I'm creating, because I've been to San Diego before. San Diego's in California for people that are outside. It's a beautiful destination. It's a ocean or a seaside or, yeah, beach destination. So if you're not familiar with it, check it out. But it's probably one of the popular ones. So Veronica is a dear friend of ours, dear friend of mine. Like I said, she's a national sales director, San Diego Tourism Authority. What's new in San Diego? So I got this email the other day. What's new in San Diego? Several hotels have renovated. So that's great. In fact, there's one, the Town and Country spent $90 million, including their 675 guest rooms. Don't they have 1,000 over there? They only renovated 675. That's better than not. None. Okay. So, but I'm glad to hear that the Town and Country has done a renovation, because I mean, that was one that would, that had needed a renovation for a while, and they've been putting it off and putting it off, and now they're able to get it done. So I didn't know that. So, and I would not have known that had Veronica not sent this to me. So now you know. If I know, you know. So there you go. Town and Country has renovated at least 675 of their rooms and some public spaces as well. Hotel Del Coronado is doing a $400 million renovation, including their outdoor venues, which is great because people are going to want to be outside. They don't want to do the whole, you know, you can social distance outside, right? So they want to be crowded. They want to be outside. And I'm sure that location or that venue overlooks the ocean or flowers or something, a garden. I know it's spectacular. So there you go. Way to go, Hotel Del Coronado. And then San Diego Mission Bay Resort did a $32 million renovation, and they're rebranding. It was, I think that was formerly the Hilton Mission Bay, if I'm not mistaken. So the San Diego Mission Bay Resort, I believe it was formerly the Hilton Mission Bay, which I've been at that hotel, and it's, they have a great location. Great location, beach, ocean views. I mean, beautiful. So very good. All right, $32 million rebranding. And then the Westin San Diego Gas Lamp, Westin San Diego Gas Lamp, I guess maybe I didn't finish writing it down, but they did a renovation as well. I don't have extensive information about that. The Marriott Del Mar recently completed a 20-month renovation, and the Bahia reinvented their guest room, which means they did a renovation or maybe a soft renovation, okay? So there's a difference. There's a soft renovation and a hard renovation, right? Total renovation, hard renovation. Soft renovation is basically, you know, change the carpet, change the drapery, change the bedding, you know, things like that. Just freshen it up. It's fresh now, which is still good, right? I mean, it's based on your pocketbook. If you have the money to do a full renovation, and maybe it didn't need a full renovation. So, but anyway, they just finished that. So looking forward to seeing the Bahia and the Hyatt La Jolla at Aventine. Updated their guest rooms and ballroom. So thank you so much, Veronica Rivera, for sharing that information with me. See, I read this stuff. Like, you guys send this stuff. You guys don't think I read it, but I do read it. I read everything. It has to do with hotels, restaurants, hospitality, because that's what I live and breathe that stuff. Make sure you use social media, because consistency is stay relevant, and it should be a huge part of your marketing strategy. So way to go, San Diego. Way to go, Santa Barbara, to make sure you guys are putting this stuff out. Non-meat eats. You guys know I'm a non-meat eat person. I'm all about, you know, plant-based, 100% plant-based. That's what I eat. That's what I do. It's been 2 years now, right? I was a vegetarian before, but been a vegan for 2 years now. Can you believe that? I can't believe it either. I went to Veggie Grill the other day. They had this special. In fact, I got an alert on my phone that said, hey, Veggie Grill has this special. There's, for a limited time only, orange chicken, not chicken, but chicken, you know, I-N, not E-N, okay? So I had to go over there and get it. So I went Saturday, got it. It was pretty tasty. I don't know if I'd get it again, but it was pretty tasty. It had rice pilaf and orange chicken. It didn't go together. The tanginess and the, it really wasn't working, but I made myself work, made myself think that it was working because it did have broccolini in it and it had some other vegetables in there too. But the chicken, the orange sauce was tangy. It was delish. It's just that they need to work on the rice pilaf. Just offer a brown rice veggie grill if you would. There you go. At least give it the option, or give us the option. And maybe they did. I just didn't know. But I had to taste it, right? So there you go. I made some more vegan oatmeal raisin cookies for the Super Bowl. I was the only one that ate them, but yeah, I did do that. This is Black History Month. Highlight restaurants that are Black owned. Earl's on Crenshaw. Okay. These are only going to be vegan or vegan friendly restaurants. Okay. Which means either they're 100% vegan or they do offer some vegan, they have vegan options. So Earl's on Crenshaw, they have vegan hot dogs, Beyond Meat burgers, which are vegan. They have these chili cheese fries that are vegan as well. So, well, French fries are normally vegan, just in case you didn't know that, unless they're like fried in bacon fat or, you know, lard or anything like that. But if it's just regular, you know, vegetable oil that they're fried in, they're vegan, right? But they have a vegan chili and they have a vegan cheese. So if you're ever, you know, on Crenshaw, which is south of the 10 freeway, you're on Crenshaw south of the 10 freeway, not too far from the 10 freeway, just go over there to Earl's and get a hot dog. And I guarantee you, I'm gonna have to say this, right? I'm going out on a limb saying this, but if you've been to, if you had the vegan dog and regular hot dogs too. So Earl's, I like Pink's, don't get me wrong, but Earl's has a different flavor. So check it out. And trust me on this one. And let me know when you go, let me know. Are you reinventing yourself? Are you swerving? That's what we do. We reinvent and we swerve. We don't just deal with the status quo. We got to reinvent ourselves. We got to move forward. The best way to predict the future, invent it. Contact information if you want. Where's Kat Von B? Is she coming on the show? I just had to say that because she is. I just wanted to make sure you were here. Okay, I just want to make sure we didn't forget.
You're talking about all things vegan. I got nothing to say, man. You know I'm on the opposite. I was there when you became a vegan.
That's right. Okay. Just hold on a minute. We can get you. I just want to make sure. Oh, enjoy your wine. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Contact information. How do you get a
hold? 5 o'clock somewhere.
How do you get a hold of Russell of Hotels? Russell@russellofhotels.com is my email. Twitter, Russell of Hotels. IG, Russell of Hotels. LinkedIn, I have two pages. Russell L. Edmond, and then my company page, which is Russell of Hotels. Facebook, I have two pages of those two pages. Russell L. Edmond, and then Russell of Hotels. YouTube, did you know I have a YouTube channel too now, Kat?
No.
You didn't know that, did you?
I will rush right over there.
Yeah, there you go. So, and that YouTube channel is Russell of Hotels. So please go over there and subscribe, okay? I'm up to 18 people. I only had nine. Okay, stop, Kat. Okay. I only had 9 2 weeks ago. I doubled it. So that's good, right?
Isn't that good? If you can have 36 by next week.
And then, you know, this is a live show, but after the show's over, it becomes a podcast, so you can listen to it wherever you are. Even Kat can listen to it in Croatia, where she is. So we're going to get to that in a minute. What the heck is she doing in Croatia? And how did I find her there? Sponsorship opportunities. This is one thing I keep forgetting to bring up. But if you want to be a marketing disruptor, sponsorship, you know, this is what you do. Or you want to promote, you know, promotional opportunities. Contact me, any of that information I just gave you, and we can talk about these things. And you can go to my website, russellofhotels.com, click on the sponsorship link and see what is included in your sponsor. So it's something that I think you guys need to check it out, right? Because Kat's on here. Kat's this worldwide influencer, right? But she, guess what? What show does she choose to be on?
Of course yours. A disruptor at the very least. I disrupt.
Exactly. She disrupts. So I learned all this disruption game from her. Okay, so she's a disruptor in the travel space. So she comes on the show, right? So why wouldn't you want to come talk about you, talk about your brand, talk about what you do, talk about how you got there? Boom, there you go. And if you have promotions, let's say like you want to get your message to the right people, that's one thing. What about special promotions? What about hotel openings, restaurant openings, or you're reopening your restaurant, announcing your new business? I mean, those are ways that you can get in front of people, in front of, you know, thousands of people on a weekly basis. So why not do it? Let's see. So what is the Russell of Hotels Group? Branding, digital marketing via social media, build your presence through videos, postings, et cetera, content creation. And I'm a radio show host. I interview today's hospitality professionals, and I'm a disruptor of the status quo. We're all about collaboration, connecting people, and pointing people in the right direction. You know, some people may not, they may think, you know, maybe I should do this. And, you know, it's hotel related, sales related. Hey, I've been there, done that. You know what? I gave this advice a couple of weeks ago, not a couple of weeks ago, a couple of months ago to someone. They asked me, well, hey, and their hotel happened to be open. And they said, well, what kind of business? This is before, you know, hotels now in LA, I can just speak for the ones in LA, that some of them are doing a lot better than they were, that in the 50%, 60% range, because they opened themselves up to the traveling nursing groups, okay, which people didn't even think that that was a viable, you know, market segment. Well, I mentioned this to at least two people, and one person just got this huge group, like 90 rooms for a month. Multiply 90 times 30. I believe that's 2,700 room nights, okay? So she had nothing over there. So we have to think outside of our natural stuff. We got to see what's going on, what's impacting our area, okay? And then think about that stuff. So there you go. So I try to, you know, my job is try to educate people. So there you go. Let's see. I just want to do a quick shout out before I get in the cat. I want to get this quick shout out to Stefan Freeman, president and CEO of Venice Beach Beverage Company. You know why? He's been on the show before. He introduced his new, he was only in 30 something stores at that time. Well, he reached, now he's like over 200 stores. But the big thing is he's on Amazon now. So he just exploded on Amazon. He said he can't even keep the orders for Amazon. There's just so much demand for his product. So he got into a space that was basically, you know, beverage space is crowded, right? But he was able to carve out a niche. And I just want to salute Mr. Stefan Freeman. He's a friend of mine. And like I said, he's the president and CEO of Venice Beach Beverage Company. So you can go to Amazon and order all his stuff. I mean, I think he has like four or five different flavors. And they do this, ginger candy as well. So there you go. And I lost Kat for some reason. But anyway, I'm trying to introduce her now. So if she gets back on, we can introduce Miss Kat. Are you still there, Kat? I see you on one screen, but I don't see you. AKA the traveling Greek. She's live from Croatia. And then she's here to discuss. We've been talking about the Clubhouse thing, right? And like I said, I didn't even know what Clubhouse was until she mentioned it to me. And now she's like the expert on Clubhouse. So, and then she got me involved in it just yesterday. And I asked her, I said, hey, you want to come on the show and talk about it? So are you there, Kat? Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show. So I guess she is not there. That's okay. I can, until she gets back on the show, I can do, because I skipped over some stuff. How is your professional or personal brand staying relevant? These are four questions that I always ask, you know, people just in general. These are questions I ask. You ask them to yourself. You can write them down and ask them to yourself, you know, after the show's over. But okay, number one is, how is your professional or personal brand staying relevant? That's one. Number two, knowing what you know now, is there anything that you are doing differently? Meaning, you know, all the whole COVID thing, what are you doing differently? Have you stopped advertising? You think you should ramp up? What's going on? Have you renovated? Have you done things for yourself, you know, yourself, maybe self-improvement? Have you gone back to school? You know, what have you done? Number three, have you connected with anyone new lately? I mean, these can be people that you knew before. the whole COVID thing happened. You hadn't talked to him in a year. It's been a year now. So what about those people you have not touched base with in a year? Maybe you should reach out and touch them. You know, let them know that you're still around. You know, what can you do to help them, to assist them? So, I mean, those are things that we need to do, especially planners that are trying to get in contact with hotel people, or hotel people that are trying to get in contact with planners. We need to pick up the phone and call, not just email and get responses, because that's what a lot of things that are happening, a lot of things that I'm hearing, that, you know, people are emailing and they're not getting responses. Well, guess what? You got to pick up the phone and call people and see where they are. So you want to make sure you do that, okay? And then number four, what has this situation taught you? Has it taught you not to put all your eggs in one basket? Taught you that you need to do a little bit more self-improvement, meaning educate yourself, read more, find another career, whatever it is, all of the above. I mean, I've done a little bit of all that stuff, right? So I, you know, educating myself on insurance and educating myself on, you know, investments, the financial advisor, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, those things I'll talk about here because it's, you know, this is not the format for that, but, you know, those are things that I do as well, right? So, you know, you just have to get back and make some stuff happen. So whatever that means, you need to do it. Hotels, are you selling differently? Are you marketing more or less? Are you keeping your brand in front of your competition? I mean, these are questions for you. These aren't questions for me to ask. These are questions for you to answer. And then, are you keeping your brand in front of your competition? Are you keeping your brand in front of your competition? What is your competition doing? Find out what they're doing and then put your brand in front of them. Okay, so whatever they're doing, do the opposite. Do something else. Are we waiting for things to happen, or do we make things happen? You see, I'm stalling because I'm trying to see if Kat's going to get back on the show. Are we waiting for things to happen, or do we make things happen? Do we wait for the phone to ring, or do we make the phone ring? Are we proactive, or are we reactive? I mean, these are things you have to know, right? So I'm waiting for Kat to come back on the show. But I'm going to talk about this. Going to talk about this. Oh, there she comes. Perfect. You want to take your mute off? Unmute yourself.
I said I sent you 5,000 notes. It's like everything you were saying, I clearly need to find another career. Let me in. Help me. Oh my
well, welcome
God.
Back to the show. I don't know what you did. Welcome back to the show.
Hi.
So, okay, you're in Croatia.
Yeah.
What got you to Croatia? Why are you there?
Well, I left in September. You know, I had like a series of things happen. Of course, there was like the political turmoil and there was all of that noise and there was the pandemic and just in general, just like, it was noisy. It was crazy. And then I had two dogs pass away. So that kind of freaked me out a little bit. And so I just literally saw a quick pocket of opportunity. And I thought, you know, I'm a dual citizen. I also am a citizen of Greece. And I thought, okay, let me go to Greece and I will go to Greece and I will stay there for a while and kind of ride this pandemic out. But my passport expired. So that put the kibosh on that because, you know, it expired and I never thought to renew it because in 20 years, I've never used it, my Greek passport. I've only used my American passport because it was like gold currency, you know? So I was like, okay, where else can I go? Well, Croatia was the only place at that time accepting Americans. So I came here, never having been here and didn't know a soul. I came to Croatia and I only had the intentions of coming here, renewing my passport at the Greek embassy and moving on because Greece is like literally right around the corner. I can throw rocks at it. So that didn't happen because they're not renewing passports. So it's 5 months later and I'm still here.
Okay, very good. Okay, that's fine. Well, you know, we're getting some promos for Croatia, you know, because you're there. So what do you eat there? What is a Croatian dish? What would be something that you would eat that, you know, if I'm going there, I have to eat this certain dish. What would that be?
Wow, they eat a lot of meat. So let me just say, you, the vegan, would have a hard time here. Although they have a few really great vegan restaurants that are amazing. They do like their meat, and they have this thing, I think it's called kevapi. I think that's what it's called. It's like meat, it's like in a little sausage, and they eat a lot of soups, and they eat a lot of fried chicken stuffed with cheese and ham. I mean, we're talking non-vegan stuff. So it's heavy food. It's hearty, heavy. I call it winter food because it's thick. But then if you go like to, if you go to the northern part of Croatia, which is up by Italy, the food changes. It's very Italian and it's delicious. I want to say the food was almost as good as it is in Italy. It's amazing. A lot of pasta, pizzas, and a lot of pizza here as well. And the food is great. Okay. And they have, actually, they have great delivery services as well. Like you can get anything delivered and it's here in like 15, 20 minutes. So it's pretty efficient.
Okay, very good. See, we learned a little bit about Croatia. See,
who knew?
I never thought I was going to learn about it. Who knew, right? And I had vegans there, so I need to check out and see what's going on before I get there. I need to plot out my restaurants that I'm going to go to. So that's good. That's good.
Well, I mean, I'm in Zagreb, which is the capital, and there's a lot of vegan restaurants here, so you wouldn't have a problem here. It's just the rest of the country you would have a problem.
Oh, that's right.
Don't leave Zagreb; you'll be fine.
Okay, I'll take your advice. Okay, now you called me. No, you didn't call me. We were, we were communicating yesterday, and you asked me, was I on Clubhouse? And I'm like, what the heck is Clubhouse? So, do you have an iPhone? What's your phone number? And then you got to be invited. So, can you give people information on Clubhouse, how it works, and what the heck is the big thing about Clubhouse?
Yeah. Okay. So Clubhouse is a new social media app, and it is only available right now. It's still in beta, so it's only available to iPhone users. And basically, it's audio based. So you can only join if you've been invited. So I was invited by someone in the travel industry. You got invited by me. You get X amount of invites, so you can invite people as well. So basically, there's all these different houses, which are, they're like, they call them clubhouses. And you can find any kind of conversation you're looking for, whether it's travel or hospitality, social media, influencer related, religion, politics, I mean, different languages, anything you can imagine, you'll find it on Clubhouse. Cryptocurrency is a hot one right now because Bitcoin has gone through the roof. And so there's tons of rooms for that. And just like anything else, you need to be careful. Some people are soliciting, trying to get some money out of you. Take this master class, you'll become a millionaire overnight, you know, that type of thing. But for the most part, I have found a lot of value in it. And I feel like social media wise, the engagement is completely different than it is, say, on Facebook or Instagram. And you can truly engage because you can hear this person talking to him and was talking about Tesla and talking about Bitcoin and inviting people up on the stage to ask him questions. When in our lifetime are we ever going to ask Elon Musk a question and have him, you know, recognize and answer it? You know, it's really great. There's actors, actresses, all kinds of high level people, government officials. It's really great. I kind of am obsessed.
You are. And you told me that, you know, be careful because it is obsessive. And I actually signed up for a couple of, I signed up for like, I guess notifications, for like, I don't know, five or six of these things. Whenever they start, they'll send you a notification. You can just click and go into them. So there's one specific one I did yesterday and had to do with influencers. It had to do with what you don't know about influencers or what they didn't tell you about influencers is basically, you know, some issues that they deal with that don't agree with what you say. They send you hate mail and all this kind of stuff. I mean, it's just stuff that I didn't know that was going on. And it got so addicting because I started listening to it. And next thing I knew, it started at 5 o'clock. Next thing I knew, it was 7:45 and I was still on this thing listening. Right. Mm-hmm. So there's a panel of five people and there's probably an audience I'm gonna say at least 100 people in the audience. And then after they go through their thing, and then they invite, like you said, they invite people on stage to talk mm-hmm. about or ask questions or whatever. So it's definitely engaging. I did not get engaged in any of it. I just kind of just listened because I just wanted to see what was going on. But there's clubhouses on branding, marketing. Like you said, there's every single thing you can imagine. There's one on hospitality that's coming on today. So I'm gonna check that one out today. So I think it's at 3:00 or something. So it's definitely something that, like I said, I didn't know about until you mentioned it not 24 hours ago. So, and then I said, you know, let me check it out. I asked my daughter a little while ago. I said, do you know what Clubhouse is? She goes, yeah, but you know, it's just something that's, you know, it can get crazy on there. That's what she said. Yeah, so
it can. It totally can. So,
yeah. So I'm gonna check out more and see. And like you said, I think there is some value there depending on what you know, which clubhouse you go into and how you use it. Because I can see you getting caught up with certain things and people. I'm sure everyone's not there for good. You know, there's some people that have some angles and trying to swindle you out of things or whatever. But for the travel space, I would think that would be good, right?
Yeah, ironically, I went in there thinking, seeing a lot of travel rooms and thinking, oh my God, I'll get to chat with my peers and we can talk about travel and restarting travel and when it's going to start. And I actually have not, those are the rooms that I've engaged in the least, just because some of them were like relationships on the road. And I was like, nah, I don't want to do this. I don't want to have this conversation for 2 hours. Like, no, hell no. I just was like, I find myself going into the marketing rooms. I find them really interesting. You know, even Gary Vee is on there. So I'm kind of looking forward to when he gets on there. I'm sure he will like, because they only allow 5,000 people in each room. And then it's overflow rooms. So that should be interesting to see when he finally gets on there, you know.
Oh, you said they allow 5,000 per room? Is that what you said?
5,000, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So wow. Elon Musk, his room exploded instantly. 1 million people on Clubhouse. So, okay. Yeah, there's 2 million people. You know, I was in a room the other day with Lindsay Lohan. Go figure. I know.
Really?
Where did she come from? I don't know. It was a flashback to the 90s. All of the people from Mean Girls were in this room.
Were on there?
Yes. And it was hilarious, but it was so much fun. And even Perez Hilton, I'm like, oh my God, I literally am back in 20 years ago. Like, we're totally reliving the past. Yes. It was great. That was fun. Really fun.
Wow, that's cool. That is cool. So yeah, so I learned something new, you know, and I didn't think I could learn anything else. But then you called me, and then you introduced me to this. So it's good. It's good. I liked it, and I definitely will get engaged with it a little more. Now, what's going on with travel? Since we have you on here, what's going on with travel? What have we heard? Right. You're in Europe. So what's going on in Europe as far as travel is concerned?
Well, of course, everybody's waiting to get vaccinated. Pretty much, it's so difficult to get someplace. I mean, Europe has always been really easy to just hop on a plane and be somewhere in an hour or two. They had cheap mm-hmm. flights. They had a lot of available flights. It's really difficult now. And it's expensive because a lot of the cheaper carriers like Ryanair and EasyJet have cut back their schedules. Because, I mean, they're low-cost carriers anyway. But, I mean, you have to get PCR tests. You have to quarantine for 14 days. It's a situation. So it requires a lot of planning. And you really, I mean, the restaurants aren't open. Most places, in some places, they have complete lockdown, where they're locked down 23 hours a day in Europe. So, I mean, it's not like that here, but Americans are not, you know, and I'm not social. Like, I just stay in my apartment. I literally don't move. So, yeah, it's like that. Hmm. Even if I wanted to go, if Greece opened up their borders tomorrow, I don't even know what kind of gymnastics I would have to do to get there. It would be hard. It would be like 3 or 4 plane changes, and literally it's like an hour and a half away by plane.
Wow.
It would require some major planning. you know, if I get stuck, I'm going to have to take another PCR test. You have to think about all these things. So yeah, they're not quite ready. I think the airports and stuff are going to really start to open up in the middle of next month because Easter is a big thing in Europe. And so I think they're trying to hold out as long as they can.
Okay. So you think Easter?
Yeah.
And then after Easter, you think it'll stay open after Easter?
Yeah, in a limited way. I mean, we're not going back to normal this year. It's going to be interesting. I mean, I don't know. And if they open things up and the numbers go back up, what then? Do they have to shut down again? It's just really a lot of what ifs, you know?
Mm-hmm. But everyone does the social distancing thing there. They all wear masks when they're out. And are they required to do all that?
They are. Like here, they just, a couple of weeks ago, they put a fine. You would get a fine if you weren't wearing a mask and stuff. And still there was a few people not doing it. And the police are kind of like not really enforcing it. But for a long time, you couldn't leave the city. So you couldn't leave the city. You couldn't drive out of the city. You were in the city.
Wow.
But at least we have freedom of movement. We can walk. We can, you know, and so people grab. There's a lot of to-go windows for coffee and wine. So people just grab their coffee wine and they walk. And I literally have been walking in circles for 5 months. It looks like I'm a lot of places, but I'm within a 2-mile radius and I just keep going in circles. Because you gotta get some air. So, yeah.
No.
But I can't complain. It was a good place to shelter, you know, a good place to, you know, stay on the down low. And I felt like because of everything that was happening, I left mid-September. I couldn't imagine going through another 2 months of all the political noise. It just was nonstop. And trying to work and do that and pandemic, it just was too much for me. I just cracked like a coconut.
I got you. One day I was talking to you, and the next day you said you're in Croatia. I said, wait a minute. When did you go to Croatia? It was like December. You said, oh, no, I left in September. I'm like, well, I didn't know that.
So, and yet you think it was irresponsible. And there is more to the story. I mean, I had a reason to be here because I actually have a couple of jobs that I need to be here for. And I didn't know if I stayed longer, if I would be able to come. And I have like contractual obligations at some point. I mean, clearly they've been put off, but I figured that I'd be better off sheltering here where I'm really a lot closer than trying to get across the world at a later date, especially when in America, nobody wants Americans right now. I mean, it's kind of like that. If the borders are open to Americans, which very few countries they are, it's because they're trying to save their own economy. And I get it, you know, I get it.
No, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. No.
Yeah,
I'm glad you said that. I mean, I knew the reason you were there. But you know, that's for you to say, not for me to say, right? So
yeah, and
I knew you had other.
I expected to get more hate, but I'm not an irresponsible person. And when this all happened, I think we got locked down the first week of March or something, like March 11th. March 11th, I think it was. I didn't leave my house at all for any reason until June. I didn't leave the building. Till June. And after that, I think I went to the grocery store and it was such an uncomfortable feeling. I didn't go again for like a month, you know, I didn't like it, but yeah, I'm not like one of those people's going to run around and try and flout the system. I'm not like that. You know, I'm just staying put here.
That's good. And let them hate. If they want to hate, let them hate, you know,
you can't please everyone. I don't, you know, yeah. I'm not going to worry about it.
You cannot.
I really didn't get much hate because I feel like I am pretty responsible and that comes across. I'm not like, hey, look at me party. If I had done that, I would have yelled at me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm not that way.
Yeah, because I haven't seen, I don't see you post a lot or anything like that. People wouldn't even know that you were there unless you told them, you know, just now, today. So, but no, you're definitely responsible. And I don't know why people would even think that, but hey, I know you and you're a friend of, you know, On Air with Russell of Hotels. You're a friend of Russell. So we know what you're all about.
There you go.
We appreciate you. We appreciate you being on.
And I have looked up all the vegan restaurants for you.
Okay. So when I get there, you know, you think you'll be there to the end of this year? I'm going to try to make it there by end of this year. You're going to be there?
Oh, my God. If you had told me in September that I would be here 5 months later, I'm like, wait. So here's the thing. The people here are so nice, and they actually gave me temporary residency and said, well, you just get to stay until it's all over. And because, you know, as an American, you can only stay in Shanghai. They've been really grateful, and they're like, you know what? You can't really go back to America. It's impossible because of the routing right now. So if I have to stay, they're willing to let me stay. So I can't ask for any more than that, you know? It's a safe place. Wow. It's a great place for women, solo travelers. It's really great.
That's cool. Now, what about the language barrier? Is there, they speak English or they speak, well, obviously they have to speak English if you can communicate with them, unless they speak Greek. Do they speak Greek?
They don't. Actually, it's probably one of the most fluent countries in the world for English speakers. I mean, that I've been to.
Really?
Yeah, well, with the exception of England. It's not, I swear I can understand the people here better than I can there. Yeah, they speak great English here. You know, I honestly, okay, this is a horrible thing to say. I think I know one word in Croatian, one word.
And you've been there 5 months.
Yes, it's embarrassing. But everybody speaks English. They understand right away, and they all speak perfect English. So I just don't struggle.
Okay, I got you. So, God, there was something I was going to ask you. Okay, how many countries have you been to?
I don't know, 70-something, something like that, yeah.
I never asked you that on the show, so I have to throw
it. Do you
want to
know something? Everybody knows how many, their own number. I know it's around 70. It might not even be that many, but I don't really count. Isn't that weird? It's weird.
No, that's okay. You don't have to count, but I mean, when I ask, I need to know a number. So
in normal years, I try to hit 4 new countries a year. That's 4... maybe 5, but 4 is usually what I try and hit. That's the average. Of last year, of course, Croatia was the only new place I came to. And yeah, this year, it's probably, you know, if I don't make it, it's still going to be Croatia. If I do make it, it's just going to be Greece, which I can't count that. So
that's going home, right?
Yeah. With my 4 suitcases.
And is that Croatian wine? What kind of wine are you drinking?
Of course, I buy local. Got to try out the local wine. Here is something that I did. Before everything closed, the city closed, the borders closed, they do have local wineries, like maybe an hour out. And I hired a private guide. And she took me to some of the wineries right when they were harvesting the grapes. And so the Croatian wines are delicious. They're amazing. And really inexpensive.
Wow. Okay.
Allegedly. This is what I hear. You know, I didn't buy 9 bottles of wine.
Well, that's good. No, that's good. You have to promote Croatia since you're there, you know, the wine region and the food. Yeah. They eat a lot of meat. So we know they eat a lot of meat and they have their own wineries. So
It's a coffee culture, which is great for me because I'm a huge coffee drinker and the coffee here is delicious. It's amazing.
Okay. Okay.
And they're always out having coffee and yeah, it's good.
Very good. What do they eat? What do they eat along with their coffee? Is there a type of pastry or something that they eat?
Yeah.
I mean, is it called something? Come on.
You know, they eat a lot of strudel. But it's not strudel like American strudel. It's like proper strudel. So it's delicious because it's not like too sugary. It's weird. It's got this cheese, but it's like a cottage cheese, but like with blueberries or apples and cinnamon. It's delicious. It's pastry, French looking things that are sweet, really sweet. But good, but really sweet. Yeah.
Very good. Very good. All right. Well, we're winding down here. We're on with Kat Von B. She's in Croatia. So she talked a little bit about Croatia, her experience there. And she also discussed a lot about Clubhouse and what Clubhouse is. So I guess you have to be invited to get on Clubhouse. So you know someone that's on there. You have an iPhone. Make sure someone invites you guys. They have audio chat rooms. So that's basically the Clubhouses are audio chat rooms that can hold up to 5,000 people at a time. There's normally presenters or people on stage, and then later on they invite you up stage and you can talk and ask questions and things like that. I know that because I did it. But yeah, so it's something to check out if you have time. And, you know, don't get caught up because it's easy to get, you know, sucked into it. And next thing you know, you're on one chat for 3 hours like I was. So, but it was interesting. It was definitely interesting. But I thank you so much for letting me know about it. I thank you for coming on the show because I know it's like, what, 1 o'clock there? What time is it there?
No, it's only 11. And I'm actually, because I work in Pacific time, so I'm working today until 3 a.m. my time, which is 6 p.m. your time. I know. Oh, okay. I'm used to it, though. It's no big deal. Fresh as a daisy.
All right. Okay. Very good. Very good. Well, anyway, I won't take up any more of your time. So thank you so much for joining on air with Russell of Hotel. We'll talk soon, okay?
Okay. Thanks for having me. Bye.
You're welcome. So, okay, but we're winding down the show, but we want to thank Kat Von B, a.k.a. the Traveling Greek. Gave you a little information on Greece, but Croatia, she's from Greece. Croatia is next to Greece. How she got there and how they closed off the borders. And, you know, they're doing the social distancing there as well. So, in fact, they do lockdown. So, you know, we have it a lot better than some of these European countries when it comes to COVID. So just remember, you know, when you're trying to travel, you know, to check what's going on, check the protocols for that area. And then there you go. If you want to get a hold of Kat, go to thetravelinggreek.com. Okay, is that what it is? Yeah, I believe that's what it is. So anyway, we're about to end the show. And I'm coming up with this new thing, okay? It's 4 P's, okay? Russell of Hotels, the 4 P's. Number one, purpose. Know your why. Why the heck do you do what you do? Number two, people. Be a leader. Be inclusive, okay? Don't forget to be inclusive, but be a leader. Passion. Number three is passion. Either you have it or you don't. Either you have passion or you don't for what you're doing. Number four, perseverance. Be consistent. Continue to evolve. Don't give up and swerve when you need to. Leaders need to have more empathy during these COVID times. Be more inclusive with your team. Use this time to develop yourself. Remember I talked about that a while ago? Develop yourself. Separate yourself from the pack. Learn some new things, invest in yourself, and always stay relevant. Focus on what you can control. You can't, all the outside noise, you can't control that crap. So don't even try. Just focus on what you can control. Your brand is your culture, okay? So make it a culture, make it a great brand. And then leadership dictates where your company will go. We've all worked for leaders that don't know what the heck they're talking about. And we all work for leaders that, you know, took us to the level. So if you're a leader, make sure your leadership style dictates you that you're going to go higher and not stay where you are or go down or go lower. Anyway, thank you so much for joining on air with Russell of Hotels. That's it. We'll be back next week for show number 95. Until then, Taco Tuesday. Go have some tacos. Peace.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.